This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Last week's report on bullying brought so many comments online, we are going to take this time to share some. One person, who gave no name or country, described an experience with a parent-teacher association. I have been a victim of bullying in a PTA group. It is not just a problem for teenagers. Adults also engage in bullying activities, but it is usually verbal abuse by spreading lies to ruin your reputation or isolate the victim from the rest of the group. Since we are the role model of the next generation, our behavior will shape the future society. Vicky in Taiwan still remembers being scared by bullies in junior high school. And Jung Kim wrote, "Even we Koreans are made fun of by our own. If you're not cool with the popular people, you will be laughed at." Jean from Brazil says, "Children should be taught to respect differences." And Kelly in the United States suggested that parents should spend more time with their children. If they are taught to be considerate when they are very young, they will not treat other people in a mean way. Juruji in Japan called for improving communication among students, parents, and teachers. Farshad, an Iranian in the United States, and Selim from France both suggested using psychologists in school to help control the problem. Some people complain that bullying is not always taken seriously. Commenter Phan Thuan Dong in Vietnam wrote, "We as parents and teachers should let children understand that they will be punished if they do wrong, and the punishments won't be only reminders or warnings." But not everyone agreed. Densenko in Ukraine says, "What we call bullying is part of the socialization process. Children need to know how to defend oneself, how to establish relationships in a group. If laws or teachers or police will protect a child against bullying, he or she will never become an independent person." And several of you expressed sadness at the case of 15-year-old Phoebe Prince. Bullying may have led to her suicide. Monim Al-Hassi from Libya wrote, "I'm really astonished how such a beautiful, nice girl can do such a thing. She made a mistake when she listened to those who criticized her. They were jealous of her." God bless you, Phoebe Prince. You can add your own comments on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Next week, learn about a new study of bullies. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.